This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado is updating its animal cruelty laws to make it clear intentionally harming or killing a police dog or horse is a felony offense. The new law also extends to service animals. The law does allow someone to make the claim their actions were justified to defend themselves from excessive force. State analysts found 7 cases in the past 3 years of people being convicted of harm to a service or law enforcement animal. Colorado now has a law that would make $24 million available for school districts and charter schools to help educate about 7,000 new immigrant students. Representative Emily Sirota says the money will help fill vital gaps in education.
Schools are scrambling to ensure that they have the funds to be able to support both our new students and the needs that they have with paraprofessionals, folks who can help with English language acquisition, and all of the wraparound services that they need.
Schools will receive between $15,000 and $750,000, depending on how many new students have been enrolled, and they get more money depending on either their student population or the number of new immigrant students. Access to Hanging Lake and nearby Glenwood Canyon will be limited starting in May. Crews will start to renovate trails damaged during the 2020 Grizzly Creek fire and subsequent mudslides in the area. The multi-million dollar renovation will make the area better equipped to withstand high water and debris flows. The U.S. Forest Service says trails will be closed during weekdays through fall, with occasional weekend closures likely. Reservations are required to access the popular hiking trail. A red flag fire warning is in place across parts of southern Colorado this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.